Hi, my name is Kevin R. Novak, and I'm with Deconstructing the Coliseum, the organization that promotes civil government school system abolition. Since I own and operate an organization that promotes abolishing the civil government school system, within the last year I had to take a close look at what ministries I donate to. Two of the ministries I donated to were college campus ministries. The money was given to large college campus ministries and then disseminated to the ministry workers on campus. In both cases, we donated to the college campus ministries because we know the workers themselves. But after becoming involved with civil government school system abolition, I came to the realization that donating money to college campus ministry is not good strategy. I do not mean to sound cold. I know that there are people on college campuses that need the gospel. There are millions of young people on campus that need the gospel. But ask yourself, why is it those young people need the gospel or have never heard the gospel? Those are questions I had to ask myself. And the answer relates to the existence of civil government schools. There are tens of millions of children in our nation who attend a civil government school, grades K through 12. Thus, during the hours in attendance, they are not exposed to the Christian worldview. The cumulative time a young person spends being exposed to humanism is 2 years. So think about that young person who just spent 13 years in the civil government school system and who is now on college campus. Does it make sense to now begin exposing that person to the gospel? Isn't it for most of them foolishness, like it was to the Romans and Greeks? The better approach, I think, of course, is to not expose those young people to humanism in the first place. That way we don't have to throw our money away on college campus evangelizers who are trying to undo 13 years of humanistic indoctrination. What I do is what every college campus minister should do. Preempt the humanism that we pay for so that we don't need to pay again for it to be undone on college campuses. I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecoliseum.com.